and welcome to episode 43 of What's Dis Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're going to do If You Had Wings.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it was an attraction in Tomorrowland. We're actually going to do a few. I think we're going to do four total attractions in Tomorrowland.
We have a lot of videos.
Yeesh. I believe I have seven.
I think seven.
Seven-ish videos. So that's exciting. I figured I'd just throw a bunch of shit in there since I'm not going to do any pre-show stuff.
Pre-show?
Pre-show. Well, not pre-show for the attraction, pre-show for our show.
So we don't have anything? We're just going straight into it?
I have some notes about the stuff.
So you do have some pre-show?
I have stuff prepared. Okay. I like to come to prepare. Speaking of prepared, I went to see a Disney show the other day.
Oh, yes. Tell me about it.
I saw a bunch of people sing Disney songs for a fundraiser. It was okay. It was pretty good.
It was a locally produced show.
Yeah. And it was at, so there's this elementary school in Salem, and they have this really nice auditorium. It looks like a theater almost, like an old-ass theater. It doesn't have seating. It just has seats that they put out for it. But so the guy, Eric, that owns the small theater in Salem called Gallows Hill, I believe it's called. Gallows.
Something along that line. We can put
Gallows,
a link if you want.
Yeah. He owns a small theater in Salem, but he's looking to do a larger community theater in Salem.
Which is a great idea.
Yeah, so he wants to turn the theater, the auditorium at the Salt and Stall School into a community theater. So he's raising money in order to do that, which I think is great. I think it's a good space.
No, it really is. It's a great idea.
Yeah, so they just did like maybe six or seven people sang different Disney songs. Each of them did like two each. One guy was really, really good. I took some videos and I'll post them, but...
What are some of the songs they did?
They did, like, everything.
Gaston?
No.
So, boom, not everything. First one I named.
The Beauty and the Beast one was Beauty and the Beast.
Colors of the Wind?
Yeah, she did Just Around the River Bend and she rushed through it.
Jesus, I'm not naming... I've named two so far that they haven't done.
They did Let Be Prepared, Circle of Life.
See, I never would have said Be Prepared. I would have Just Can't Wait to Be King. Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
One Jump.
One Jump.
No, they didn't do Can You Feel the Love.
One Jump?
One Jump.
Oh, I knew it sounded familiar, but I never would have guessed that one either.
Then Aladdin, they also did A Whole New World.
Of course.
Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Ursula's Song.
Every song from
Pretty much
Little
all
Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid songs except for Fathoms Below.
What's that one?
In Mysterious Fathoms Below. It starts in the movie. It's like the ice song in Frozen, only for
Ariel.
Oh,
okay. See, I always go past that song. It, to me, it's
oh,
the
I love
it's,
that song.
It's the title scene song. I don't even think of
it's
it as
so
a...
It's so good, though. It's really good.
Okay.
For Tangled, they did Mother Knows Best. Hunchback, they did...
That's
the,
it?
The Outcasts and Out There, I think. Out There.
They did two from Hunchback?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known either one of them.
I'm not sure about the Outcast one. I don't remember that from the movie, if it was from the Broadway show or whatever show they do, or if it's from the movie. I haven't seen it in so long.
They should have done At Last I See the Light.
No.
Why?
They didn't.
I know, they should have.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
I think it could have been bad with those singers.
Oh, okay.
But it was fun because some of them dressed like the part. You know, they did some costumes, some just kind of Disney-bounded in a way, I guess.
I saw some pictures and some of them were fully.
Fully, yeah. So they had a Maui there who did You're Welcome terribly. But he was walking around before taking pictures with kids. He had this huge hook. He had like a way, like the actual size hook that Maui had. Like it was a size, like half the size of him.
That's pretty awesome.
It was huge. I was like, I don't know where he got that.
Now, was it terrible because he wasn't auto-tuned?
Yeah, I mean, the song's terrible to begin with, and then he can't really sing on top of that, so it's like, blech.
Okay.
So the song's just like a talk song. It doesn't actually sing anything. It's just like, I see what's happening here.
When you cast someone who can't sing.
I can fucking sing that song.
I probably couldn't, but that's just me.
It's because I can talk, so I can sing the song.
I have a hard time with words.
That's true. But yeah, it was good overall, and I wish that more people from the community, it was mostly just kids from the school. It's like, you got to reach out to the community and get people. You know, there's so many Disney fans here that I probably would have liked to go.
If you didn't like follow everything if explicitly I didn't follow, Disney or him.
No. If I don't follow anything that he posted on a Disney thing. My mom is friends with him on Facebook, so she saw him post it.
And that's the only reason.
That's the only reason I saw it.
That's the problem.
Yeah, he didn't reach out to
him. He didn't advertise properly.
I shared it, but I don't know. Maybe he'll do another one. Hopefully he'll do one at his theater because he can fit like 40 people in there, maybe 50.
Would you say there were that many people there?
There were maybe a few more, but that's because everyone brought like 3 kids with them. You really don't need kids there. They didn't enjoy it for the most part. They were just running around.
He should have done like an adult-oriented one. He could have done that.
Yeah, he should do that. I think he should, to raise money again, do one at his theater. So yeah, I did that. Did we do any other Disney-esque things? I don't think so.
No.
No. Okay.
Did we do a trivia?
Nope, we did DC trivia.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
We haven't recorded since then. So.
We haven't?
No.
Which we won.
Won something.
We took the grand prize, so we won.
That wasn't the grand prize. Yeah, the grand prize was a gift card. Prize. Grand prize was a gift card.
Nope.
Yep.
There was no one announced as the winner after us.
Yeah, they did. They went up and got a Far From the Tree Cider gift card.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways.
I don't remember that.
So yeah, that's that. You have anything else you want to talk about before we start?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
Right. Thanks for bringing so much to the table.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to talk about? You know more about Disney than I do.
Well, you should have some opinions of some sort. No?
I'm excited.
Great. You didn't even know what we were doing until I sent you the videos.
I only know what they're called. I don't know what they're about.
That's true. Okay, so to start, I figured we'd go to the Skyway. So the Skyway was like a gondola ride in Magic Kingdom. It took you between Fantasyland and Tomorrowland.
Does it predate the...
It opened October 1st, 1971, so opening day of the park.
So it predates the People Mover?
Yes.
Okay.
And it closed November 10th, 1999. And the only... I mean, there's not really much information. It's a gondola ride. It doesn't have like a spiel or anything. It did require a D ticket. So you know how you had the A, B, C, D, E tickets?
I know of them. I don't understand what they are.
Yeah, so E was the most thrilling rides. A was like...
This was a D ticket?
Yeah, it's thrilling. It's up in the air. It's all Jesus. Skyway.
You're like, this rickety machine, can it like, hold me?
And so yeah, I figured we're going to take it from Fantasyland to Tomorrowland so we can get into Tomorrowland so we can ride the attractions we want to ride.
And then the next time we go, we're going to take it from Pop Century to Disney, to Magic Kingdom.
Maybe, but that would be the Skyliner.
But it's essentially the same thing. They're just making it bigger.
No, yeah, and air conditioned, I assume. So.
What?
I would hope. God, it's going to be so hot in there if there's no air conditioning.
How do you...
So we're not going to take the Fantasyland route yet. We're going to save that for when we go back to Fantasyland.
Correct.
So this video's from, I believe, 1996. Not sure. So it's way past where we're going, but... We'll just go back from the future.
Okay.
So here we go.
1998.
Oh, shit, even further. And then it's like a year before it closed. Ah, so we're in Fantasyland. There's the Skyway. Choo-choo.
I'm sure they had better fucking video at 1998.
I know, what the hell?
Jeez, that would be so cool to see.
I know, I like all the colors of the buckets, too. Really cute. See, I mean, they had to close it because people were either jumping or throwing things. You can't have that.
Oh, yep.
People ruin things.
They could just enclose it.
That's what they're doing with the Skyliner. It's not a ride.
But people are still going to jump.
Yeah, but they're not going to jump out.
People jumped out of this?
Yes.
Oh, man, I wish they still had it.
I know. I wish they did, too. I have pictures in front of Tomorrowland, and you can see the Skyway behind me. I don't know where the hell we are. We must be at Splash Mountain or something. It's fucking loud as fuck
with
the water.
It looked like the Rapunzel bathrooms.
Yeah, but those aren't there, so...
Maybe they were different bathrooms.
Oh, look, the castle's the freaking birthday cake.
That's a castle?
Yeah, that's the Cinderella castle.
That looks like crap.
I know. We're going to see it closer once we get in the air. If we get in the air. Jesus Christ, get on the fucking sky bucket thing.
How long did they keep it like that?
At least a year.
It should have been an hour. That looked awful.
For the 25th anniversary. Imagine they do it again for the 50th. That'd be crazy.
If they didn't learn from
people
this.
People hated it so much and they do it anyways.
They make it worse.
That'd be so funny. It's just so looks tacky. Like fucking fondant all over it. It's so boring. It looks like a fucking wedding cake.
I could see this ride being.
Oh, we're going to get on. I hear yodeling.
Well,
oh, we're
that
probably
makes
near
sense.
Pinocchio's or something.
You should be yodeling on a. You're getting ready to go to the top of the mountain
we're
to ski
on.
Down.
Oh, I'm scared. Is this guy scared? I'm scared.
He looks very frightened.
Oh, God.
He's going backwards.
Oh, God. This reminds me of when we do gondolas in New Hampshire and it just like swings when you first get up.
Canopy Lake.
Oh, scares the shit out of me. Oh, Jesus. It's windy.
Now, that's a nice view.
All right, so we're like above Small World. Oh man, you can. That's not a nice view.
They
got to
decorate the top of these buildings if they're going to have something
like
this.
That's why they got rid of it, too, because you can see all the ride buildings, which aren't pretty at all.
Because it's like you're not.
Takes you right out of it.
I'm no longer in Disney World.
Look, the back of the castle, they didn't even do birthday cake. They just left the windows.
They were like, fuck this.
Yeah, there's enough birthday cake.
People don't even like it anyways.
What the hell's that walled area? Looks like there's in front of Pinocchio's. Oh,
there's just so much.
Oh, there's fencing around the seating at Pinocchio's.
Oh, so you could. Oh no, I thought maybe they were building something and they were like.
The roof looks terrible.
What's
happening up there? There's a flag or something. What does that say? There's a wind.
It's like this way to the end of the gondola.
What are those wind things that move in the wind?
A compass rose.
No.
No, not a compass rose.
Wind chime. Oh, look, Dumbo's.
That's not a wind chime.
I know. I can't think of the name of it. Fucking wind north, south, east, west. With the wind.
No, wind north,
wind
south,
rooster.
Oh, I mean, I know what you mean when you say wind
weather
rooster.
Vane.
Weather vane. That's what it is.
Aha, I got it. Before you got it.
I was going to look
oh,
up
look,
20,000
Leagues Under the Sea. You're missing things.
Jesus.
You're looking up the fucking weather vane. Look at.
It's nothing.
Oh, you can
it's
see
water.
The track in the water.
Oh, shit. What's that?
What?
That.
You can see the track in the water.
That bumpy-ass looking ride over there.
For the submarines.
What's that over there? The rocks. You can't see them. They're off screen right now. Now we're looking.
It's
the
from 20,000 Leagues, like I said.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah,
that's
we
got to
do
I've
that eventually. We have to do that ride.
These buildings look like shit
I
above
know.
Them.
The roofs look terrible.
They should have been like, hey, we are going to build above these, so
maybe
make them look nice.
Maybe just spruce them up a bit.
What's
that? A little water fountain. That's where Be Our Guest is now.
That used to be something? That's so much
that's
cooler than Be Our
Guest.
That's
where Be Our Guest is. Ooh, it's windy.
The wind, I can hear it. I love
ooh.
It.
Ooh. Is this guy that we're with also filming? I wish I got his view also. We could watch him side by side.
They had a separate lane for people who were going to videotape.
Yep, he's filming also.
If you're videotaping,
why do you have two copies? Why don't you just give him a copy?
Please get him this lane.
These guys are so boring. Do they even like each other? Maybe they left their families.
They don't know each other. They're in the single.
Oh, they just like, well, single rider only.
Yeah.
Oh, here come the Grand Prix Raceway cars.
The Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yeah, but it was, I think at that time. Maybe it was the Tomorrowland at that time. There's the circus, which is still kind of there.
Still there. Jesus,
this
was a
Toontown,
slow
though.
Ride.
That was a
was
tent
it
where Mickey was meeting. The judge's tent.
I can't believe they got rid of Toontown for a circus.
I know.
Is this the Barnstormer?
No, we're on the Skyway. Oh,
well, I know we're on it, but is this where the
we're doing a little roundabout thing here for a second. We're going in between some machinery, and that cast member's doing absolutely nothing.
Taking a big turn. He's making
why is
sure
he
no one's
there?
Dying.
You don't
sure,
get off there.
I'm sure things could get snagged up there.
He just has to push it if they get stuck.
Yeah.
Ah! Dude, you're making me sick. You fucking... Ah!
Camera can't even focus. Look ahead of you, please.
Yeah, why are you filming trees? Oh, the cars look different. Oh, look at this guy with the camera. Where's the train?
Oh, what's that?
That's
Toontown.
Oh, that's Toontown. Look how pretty
cool.
It is. Oh, look, there's a Barnstormer.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yep.
I like it.
I like the purple house, whatever that is.
I'm going to travel back in time to
when
Toontown was still around.
We went to Birthday Land already. Then we have to go to Star something or other. Starland.
Starland? That's
Starland.
Not a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Mickey Starland. Oh.
Look at the Astro Orbiter.
Yep, and the birthday cake castle.
Get that shit out of... No, look.
The people mover.
The people mover and this?
Yep.
Same time, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, 98 it was there.
This is kind of like...
Oh, jeez, we're going to hit it. Oh, jeez.
That would have been awesome if you hit
we
it.
We stopped.
Now, this is kind of like the...
This is like where the bathrooms are for Space Mountain.
The railway, right? It's just something to get you to another part of the park without walking.
Yep. It's even more boring than the railroad, except you're up high, so you do get to see everything. Ooh, candy.
Oh, Milky Way.
Ooh, Mars bars.
You don't see those too often.
Where are we? Mickey's Starland Surprise or whatever?
Yep, Star Tours.
Where the hell are we? Oh, look at the lollipops. They look so cute.
We're at like
wow, they used to make better lollipops.
What
they used
is
to
that?
Be Mickey shaped.
We're behind?
Oh, is this where the cabana things were for Space Mountain? Space Why is there a gift Mountain. Shop back here? What the damn hell?
Because that's where you got off.
You're telling me.
Hey.
Yes, you did. You said get off.
Yeah, you get off the ride there.
Get off the goddamn ride.
Why is the Wedway? Oh, no, that's where you wanted me to start.
Okay, so then we're going to do a little more transportation before we get on our ride
we
of the day.
We love transportating.
Oh, look, the
this
Wedway
is an
people
e?
Mover. I tried looking up what ticket it was, and I couldn't find it, but it's right in the video.
It says it right there.
So we're going to go on the Wedway People Mover, which ticket book holders redeem e-tickets. I can't read the rest of it.
It says ticket booth holders. It says, does it say remove?
Remove e-coupon, pickle, no, twat.
Place in
place.
Your butthole.
Yes, that's what it says.
What the fuck? This is an e?
It's going to be so exciting.
Are you kidding me?
So,
have they changed it at all?
Yes.
If this was an
if
E,
you just let me give you some
Space Mountain must have been a fucking Z.
You can't even ride this. It's so good.
Jesus.
Well, Space Mountain wasn't around then. So I think Space Mountain was after they did tickets, e-tickets and shit.
Well, what was around?
Literally
Splash
this.
Splash Mountain?
And
this was the best ride they had?
They had Skyway and this.
They said, hey, come to Disney World. Ride the People Mover. It's an E.
If you had wings, which we're going to do, but. So the Wedway People Mover opened on July 1st, 1975. It was based on the People Mover attraction at Disneyland in California. The WED stands for Walter Elias Disney. Because it did not utilize the propulsion system of rotating Goodyear tires used in the original in Disneyland, instead using linear synchronous motors, whatever that means, Goodyear opted not to sponsor the East Coast version. So Goodyear sponsored the People Mover in Disneyland.
Because it had tires.
Right. But
this
because
one.
They opted not for tires, because fuck that, the Edison Electric Institute was the original sponsor. I don't even see that on there.
Not a fan of Edison myself.
Instead of an open track with covered cars, this ride was designed the opposite of the Disneyland version. So we have open air cars with a ceiling over our track.
And they have
ceilings over each car, but there's no ceiling over the track.
Don't like that.
Yeah, that
no,
seems
I won't take
messy.
That.
The original narration track was provided by a longtime Disney voice, Jack Wagner. You may know him from Please Stand Clear of the Doors, Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las Puertas.
They had him on the People Mover and they replaced him with someone else?
Yes. Yeah, so
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
In June 1985, his narration was replaced by the voice of ORAC 1.
Who?
ORAC 1.
Where's he from?
He's the commuter computer, which was used until June 11th, 1994, when the attraction received a makeover for New Tomorrowland and became the TTA, whatever, Transit Authority.
The Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. No, thank you on that, gentlemen.
I don't even know if it's called
either.
People Mover anymore, is it? Isn't it just Tomorrowland Transit Authority? I don't fucking know.
No, it's the People Mover. A little fun fact for everybody at home listening. This is the first Disney
ride
I've ever been on.
Like in real life.
In real life, yeah. The people, well, not the Wedway People Mover,
no,
but
the TTA.
The TTA People Mover.
We used to make it a point to go on the TTA for the first ride every trip.
And then you killed tradition.
And then I decided I want to go to Epcot first. Unless we're staying at Magic Kingdom, it really doesn't make sense to go to Magic Kingdom the first day.
We go on the People Mover and then we can go wherever we want.
We'll just go to the People Mover and then head on to Epcot and waste an hour.
I'd be fine
transit.
With that. I would be 100% okay.
Fine, then let's stay on the monorail.
It's too
from
late
now.
On.
It was a good tradition, though, for about 4 years. Four trips, at least.
Four trips, yeah.
Yeah. Five trips, probably. Anyways, so that's what we did. And that was Matt's first ride. You liked it, right?
I did. That's where I fell in love with the People Mover.
I don't know why I brought you on that first. It was just no line.
Because there was no line.
So I was like, here, we can go on this. And I love the People Mover.
We were
so.
Like, let's not fucking ruin you for lines.
I think you enjoyed it, though.
I did.
Okay.
That's why I said we have to go on the People Mover first.
Yeah.
And you said, not this time.
Just because I wanted food at Epcot, and there's no good food in Magic Kingdom. But we can still do it if
I
you
agree.
Want.
No, I mean, we've broken tradition. You can't just restart a tradition.
Oh, you can do anything you want. So that's what I have for the Wedway People Mover, and if you want to ride it, we can do that. This is a Martin's bid, so.
Yay, Martin. Yay!
I don't know if I have... I'm assuming he put the Wedway People Mover with Jack Wagner and the ORAC one.
So you're saying we're watching too?
We might ride it twice. We'll see. We'll see what Martin has a 15-minute ride. Is it?
Oh, in real life? I don't know. Yeah. Isn't
it? No, I don't think
so. Maybe like 7?
Yeah, maybe.
It just feels long.
That's what she said.
Good for her. Good for him.
And go. We're starting at like 17:30.
I was waiting for you.
Oh, what's that say? One-way people mover.
We the people.
I couldn't read the sign, damn it. Nice ass. All right, so still the same
She's
ramp.
She's got an oxygen tank. What do you mean?
She does?
No, God, look like.
Imagine. I want to see a handicapped person go up the ramp. I think that'd be hilarious.
Well, you can't ride the... you have to get out of the car. It's one of the things they say.
You watch your step. Oh, look at that guy's 70s hair.
I never
He's like Hugh Hefner.
So who's this fucking idiot getting in behind me?
Stop filming me. Oh, look, GE.
GE.
They had a huge-ass sign in front of
I never understood what that symbol was until I learned cursive.
Yeah. Still not very good cursive.
It's not very good, yeah.
Oh. Can you turn it up? Yay. Thanks, Edison. And Jack. This is some old-ass audio. Tomonoland?
I love a grand tour of Tomonoland.
I like the grandest of grand tours. Not everything looks the same so far, except for the coloring. Oh. Mile?
Is it a mile? It could be.
Ooh.
I love... Well, that's not Buzz Lightyear.
I like... Nope. Oh, look, we're going to go through Mission to Mars.
What's Mission to Mars?
Can we see it? Nope, we're going past the line for now.
What's Mission to Mars?
It's another attraction we got to do. I guess we can't see Mission to Mars.
It's probably too dark in there.
Yeah. Oh, no, maybe we're going in now.
I love the film, like...
Yeah, the grainy and the colors.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, there's a city of progress or whatever it is. Progress City.
Oh, I see. Now that hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's still in there. Very nice.
Is this where Buzz Lightyear is?
I mean, yeah. We're going on If You Had Wings, which is where Buzz Lightyear is now.
Oh!
Mickey's Star Cafe
or
whatever.
Oh, that's what that is? I thought it did. Oh, okay.
Can't really hear Jack, unfortunately.
I think that's just the audio. If I make it any louder than this,
I know.
The music's going to get too loud.
Ooh. Oh, Grand Prix. Yay, Space Mountain.
Panoramic. You told me Space Mountain wasn't around.
Oh, I guess it was. I'm confused.
Maybe it was just a mountain. Maybe it didn't have a ride in it yet.
Pigtails. Ah! Thrilling. Oop, RCA leads the way. Home of future living. Oh, what's in here? Oh, what's down there?
Ooh. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it's a lady on a treadmill and she's skiing.
She's skiing. It's virtual reality skiing.
Oh, shit.
We're there now, people.
Yeah, I've ridden that game at the arcade.
Just grain.
I don't know what the hell. Oh, the Space Mountain. Holy shit, you can see the queue. They don't do that anymore.
That's fun.
What the fuck? I want to see that. Why'd they block that?
I want to see people taking off in space.
Yeah, I want to see people like getting told to leave or whatever.
I like to see people waving.
Yeah, wave to the people.
Say goodbye.
Blow them kisses. All right, it's total darkness. Oh, there we go. Out of this world. I did like the home of future living.
That was nice. That was fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, the gondolas.
Hmm. Hi, Skyway. We rid you.
Yeah, we're done with you.
We roded you. Ooh, I like the paint job on the people mover.
I couldn't tell. The colors are all blending together.
There's like a
black
triangle on the side. Ooh, nice trees they had there. Can't believe they got
They're
rid
square.
Of them. Yeah, I like them. They're very futuristic.
Now they're fucking palm trees.
Palm. B-52.
Palm Sunday.
Oh, nice hat.
Dude, that guy is the man.
Those kids had like chef hats on.
I want those glasses.
Oh, all the flowers that were in Tomorrowland. Whoa, shit. People move around monorail going side by side. What the hell's that?
Oh, that looks like for the some Astro more of the people mover.
Up here, Carousel of Progress. Yay.
Would he jump off real quick?
Yeah, get off. Yay. Oh, whoever was filming that did really well. Up there, a few had wings.
We're going there.
We're going to go through it. Here we go.
Here it is.
It's a preview. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's fun.
It's just a picture.
That's a boat, not a wing. It's a vehicle.
Oh, so we're watching the people ride it.
Cavemen.
Oh, fireworks. Fireworks.
Fire.
Oh, that's really cute. It was like a little street. Ooh, it looked like we were outside.
That was fast.
That was cool. I'm excited for that ride. What'd you say? Circle Vision. Yay. Oh, magic carpet around the world. How fun.
Oh, that's nice.
We gotta do the magic carpet around the world. I couldn't find the audio video of it.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's
they didn't
something.
Allow cameras in the theater.
That's true. And it's a 360, so it's not like people were like spinning around the whole time or got every television.
That'd be super fun.
The sign for If You Had Wings is so generic. It's just black with a regular type print.
I would have literally thought it didn't lead to anything, and it was just
If You Had Wings.
Dream.
Yes. What if
dream
I did?
About If You Had Wings.
Oh, I love the Grand Circle Tour of Tomorrowland.
Never, ever.
That's true, it doesn't stop. Oh, it does stop when we
it
get
stops
on.
Quite a bit.
The paint job on them looks the same, the vehicles.
It's a classic, it never goes out of style.
Classic. Get off the fucking ride! Thank you! Watch your step. Oh, we gotta go down again.
We don't have to go down, you could've just got on
no,
again.
No, we have to get down and then back on the
We're
other one.
We're gonna wait in line again.
We have to see if we get on the O-Rack 1. O-Rack? O-Rack? I don't know if I'm saying it right. O-Rack?
How do you spell it?
O-R-A-C. I should have looked up what it meant, too, because that probably would have helped.
The O-Rack. Are we done? What is this now? What is that?
That is the Astro... Well,
dude, that's so much better looking.
Those aren't the Astro Orbiter. I forget what it was called back then. It was something else. Star Jets. There
it's actual spaceships.
I know.
Star it's jets. Not child's cartoon looking.
We can just... I don't even know if we're going to go on it. I guess... I mean, there's the elevator. No, keep going. Don't press pause there. No.
What am I doing?
I'm waiting to see if we get on the O-Rack 1.
I want to get on the Star Jets.
I think it is getting on the Star Jets if we want to just throw that in there. There's no other reason for us to ride it later. Oh, hello, retard. Oh, there goes... Oh, shit!
That's so much better!
Those are way better! Look, they look so cute!
It's
look
not
like,
cartoony. It looks futuristic. That's the thing. Tomorrowland isn't futuristic anymore. Now it's like cartoons of the
70s. Those just look like
70s.
Monorails, only rockets. And they look really cool. Look like NASA rockets. Look, even the middle is a USA NASA rocket. Now it's fucking ridiculous alien spaceship rockets.
Although, Star Jets is a much better name than Astro Orbiter.
Everything about this is better. This is the Star Jets.
That's what I said.
So it's the
a
name
better
name. And
everything
the vehicles
is better.
Are better. Those vehicles look so cool. We're going real fast still, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to ride this,
yeah,
but
no.
I would rather look at this.
I agree. Although, I do like the planets in the air that light up at night when you look at them from the contemporary.
I don't see why they couldn't do those with this.
That's true.
They really messed this one up,
too. Maybe they didn't want it to say USA anymore. Oh, God, I'm getting dizzy.
Well, guess what, people? We're in the USA.
I'm scared. It's very spinny.
Yeah, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Stop it with the spinny.
How you doing that one? They like plant it. Oh, no.
Oh, that one's riding it low for show.
Way low. I don't know if low or up high is worse.
They're not. Is it side by side? No, it's back and forth. So.
Yeah, still back and forth.
They just say whoever's like smallest should go in the front, right?
Right.
Yes.
Nice pants.
Nice pants. Oh, they do light up in the front. That's cute. It doesn't look as nice at night.
It's not as nice, but no. Obviously it would
Star Jets,
it would be now.
That's the Star Jets for you. I didn't get any information on that whatsoever. Let's just see if we go back on the Midway People Mover.
I love that.
Oh, what, that star Tomorrowland at night looks so boring.
It really does.
There's no lights. Okay, 1985, Wedway narration was changed to...
The ORAC 1.
ORAC 1. Oh, the sponsorship from Edison Electrical also ended. So here we go. Here's the new one.
I don't want to look at that kid's face this whole time. Thank you.
Here we go. Slowly but surely, and we're stopped. Let's go. Edison isn't going to move this because they're not sponsoring it no more. Now it's going super fast.
This music is terrific.
Yeah, it is nice. Oh, already off to a great start.
Brakes.
Oh, it's him. Okay, O'Rack.
He sounds a lot like the current one.
Nah.
All right, so he has the same, like...
Sounds like a little kid.
Same emphasis.
Yeah.
The other guy was like...
Fancy turn.
We're coming up on the Space Mountain.
Thanks for telling me about magnets. Yay, Star Jets.
Very jerky.
Yeah. What? 751 what? What does that mean?
751. We're breaking down now.
Mission to Mars. Woo! We got a front row seat here. Yeah, it's very shaky though. This guy must use a tripod on the fucking ride.
The one place like you shouldn't use it.
I know. It is a nice point of view, though.
I don't think we've ever sat in the very front, have we?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh.
Da-da-da. Progress City. Progress City. Here's just such an idea for a modern city of the future. The tallest building would provide living, working, and shopping areas into a central location. Oh, it doesn't tell us that now.
Nope, doesn't tell you anything. This is the model that... Walt Disney model?
Put together. What's this, the gift shop? So the gift shop's been there since opening day.
Yeah. It was the only gift shop in Walt Disney World.
Ooh. Mickey's Mart?
Yeah.
There was pictures of the monorail and stuff. Those were cute.
I don't know why
they were in there, but...
Why not?
Ugh, the store looks better now. Somehow. Usually the 80s. Oh, wait, there was a... fucking little
the
figurine.
The store does not look better now.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, it's nighttime. I'm scared.
See, he made a joke.
What did he say?
He said, look out, though, because no one on that course needs a driver's license.
Aha!
Now it says, even if you don't have a driver's license, you can drive here.
Even if you are not allergic to
even
gasoline,
if you're a child
you'll
is
still
an idiot.
Die. No, no. Contemporary.
Oh. That's nice.
That was a good view. That was sweet.
Smart.
Sometimes it's nighttime.
Smart using the nighttime view.
Yeah.
When we come back out, it'll be daytime.
Faith Mountain. Ooh. Oh, are we going right or left? Left, right, or right, right, left?
Right, ski.
Right for Space Mountain. Oh. Ultimate. Hold on your butts. Oh, it's very bright. The lights are on.
Space Mountain hasn't changed very much.
Why is it so bright in there? I think the lights were on in Space Mountain. I fucking love the music from Space Mountain.
I like this song.
Oh, the lady skiing is gone. They changed it to that moon thing that they have now, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's what that is.
Yeah. I like the skiing lady, but I guess that's become a reality.
It's not futuristic anymore.
Oh, the sun's bursting into flames.
That's very futuristic.
Yep.
It'll happen.
Lights are on. It looks weird because the lights are on, but the stars are moving.
I was going to say, are people throwing things or are those the stars?
This is confusing. Oh, God, you can see the huge queue for the stars. Oh, shit.
Why would people?
Oh, I don't like this.
That's weird,
Whoa.
Huh?
Okay, oh, okay.
Did you see someone
makes
was
sense.
Running?
This is all closed off now, but people in line can see the ride. I remember this because when I went on Space Mountain the first time, I thought I could see people riding above me. Yeah. And then when I went with you, I'm like, oh God, they're stopped.
That's why.
Oh fuck, that's
scary.
That's
why the lights are on.
They're waving. Hi.
They're like, save us.
How's Space Mountain up there? You stuck? Okay, bye.
Save us.
So yeah,
that's the only ride we've never broken down on.
Nope. When I was little, I remember seeing people riding above me, and the first time I went on it, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to be so high up. But then when I went with you, I'm like, I looked up, and there was just a sky, like a ceiling with stars.
There's a ceiling up there now.
I'm like, I don't remember this at all.
They don't want you to see.
I thought I just imagined it. Oh. Fly like a birdie. Oh, the altitude makes him dizzy.
I respect that. It makes me dizzy as well.
I don't think it makes me dizzy as much as vomitous.
Okay.
And scared and sweaty.
Yep.
Like, when we go to Disneyland, I'm not going to go on that freaking Ferris wheel thing. It's too scary.
I don't like the idea of stopping up there.
Yeah. And the things go, so when you're going up, it like slides down.
I don't want to ride it because I know how
it's
scared
so
you'll be.
Kate said I have to go on it.
No one has to tell you what to do.
I don't have to do anything. Ooh. Where?
Space Mountain. It was on
third tallest?
Yep.
In Magic Kingdom or in Disney?
In the world.
Oh, in the world.
No, in Florida.
Well, Splash is, I don't know, higher.
Ooh.
So we're just cruising along. La la la. 10 miles an hour is no joke. Oh,
no, you
oh.
Could get
more
than 90 million guests have joined the different versions of the Carousel of Progress since its 1964 debut at the New York World's Fair.
I like this narration now. Better than the one that's
yeah,
there now.
Fun.
I liked Jack Wagner too, but. Yay, computers.
I love me some computers.
That's why I'm a rooter. For the computer. Who's that?
Is
this
like
Jack?
Who?
Delta? Who's the Delta guy? Oh, hello.
Oh, what's that cartoon over
Pictures
there?
Pictures of Delta shit.
You can't even look
fucking,
at it, pal.
We're not doing Delta Dream Flight right now.
Oh, what's going on here?
Delta, welcome you back to your dream flight.
Just random lights.
I don't know what the fuck we're looking at. I think we're looking at Delta Dream Flight, but I don't see shit. Oh, there it is. Looks like lanterns. And, oh, didn't see much of it. That's okay. We'll ride it another time. I like this music.
Oh, dude, I'm really like jamming out here.
Oh, run down the... Yay. Yay. What?
I was...
Oh, yeah. American Journeys.
Circle Vision 360.
Yep. Oh. Oh, shit. I'm glad they kept the Grand Circle Tour of Tomorrowland, although I don't think the new one says that, does it?
No.
Well, this is Orac 1, your computer, saying I hope you've enjoyed traveling aboard the Wegway People Mover. And now, I'll return you to Station Control.
Okay, thank you.
Fuck Station Control.
Thank you, Orac. Oh, the stairs.
Yeah, that's when you have to get up to the astral orbiter.
Yes.
It's true, that's how you get up there to fix it.
Yes to yes.
Tell me when to... Did you say ass to ass?
Yes. I think that's it. Okay, that's it. Unless we want to watch Star Jets again.
New color schemes.
Aha! I love new color schemes.
Oh, everyone does.
I like Orac, but...
Orac was way
Orac
better than...
better than the current one.
The current one. And I like him better than the other one.
Yeah, I couldn't really hear Jack Wagner, so I can't really give him a fair chance.
Jack Wags.
Can't give him a fair swing. Okay, so.
So what we what you got here?
So we're going to start our journey onto If You Had Wings. It was sponsored by Eastern Airlines.
Who?
Yes. Eastern Airlines is long gone, but so is If You Had Wings. So there you go. All right, so. But no, before I'm going to start on If You Had Wings, I'm just going to do a little perusal of Eastern Airlines since they are the sponsor of this here attraction.
We're going to get a little education.
Yes. Actually, so I have some pictures I want to show you, but I will do the commercials first. So Eastern Airlines aired some commercials in the 70s for Disney Disney Vacations.
I respect that because obviously if people are going to go to Disney, they're going to fly on your airplane.
So we'll get a little taste of what commercials were like in the 70s for Disney.
I like that I can already see the film.
Yeah, the grain.
Grain.
Mm, it's good. So here's the first one. And I don't know which one this is, so we'll find out.
This is the first one.
Yep. Oh, here we go.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh.
I'm looking for the Magic Kingdom. Do you know the way?
Oh.
Please, oh, God. Sir, do you know the way to the Magic Kingdom?
The dwarfs are scary.
They're like four times bigger than her.
She's so creepy. Is she Alice? Oh, Big Bad Wolf.
You don't see him
what
too often
fuck?
Anymore. Oh, the walrus. Love the walrus.
What is that, Peter Pan?
Do you know the way to the Magic Kingdom?
Sure I do.
But can you fly?
Yeah, it must be.
Why'd they echo his voice? Why is it so scary?
Because this is the 70s.
Oh, Dumbo. Oh, God, that was so scary.
Where's her, where's
her
parents?
Fuck her eyeball.
To a magic
you can fly.
That's right outside your hotel window.
Oh, thank God.
Walt
She's
Disney
not lost.
World in Florida. On Easter, the airline of Walt Disney World.
She's having nightmares. I love that.
Dreams the really the airline coming out of the sun.
Yes.
The wings of man. What?
Oh,
that
my
was so fucked
God.
Up.
I love that.
It's so scary. Am I, as a kid, am I supposed to watch that and be like, Mom, we have to go to Magic Kingdom and we have to stay there because if we don't, if we go on vacation somewhere else, I'm going to be scared shitless. I won't know where the Magic Kingdom is and things are going to chase me and people are going to ask me if I can fly.
I fucking love that commercial.
Holy shit.
Everything about that commercial was perfect.
Yeah, they should just air that now for like Delta. Just redo it.
That,
I think it'll work well.
This commercial is not going to live up to that one. No way.
I'm sorry.
No way. We should have done this one first.
Well, now that the creepy girl got to Magic Kingdom, we can watch the other Disney commercial from Eastern Airlines. I believe it's animated.
You can fly.
Creep. Can you fly? Oh. Boop-a-dee-pop.
Nope.
Boop-a-dee-pop-a-dee-boo. Oh. Characters are at the airport.
The people are drawn like Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dopey, hurry up.
You can take your family
to a
place.
He's got a haircut? Oh, I thought he had a mohawk.
Disney World on Easter.
Oh, they're not going to all fit in there.
With more flights from more cities to Walt Disney World than any other airline.
Oh, her prince had blonde hair. Snow White, you cheating on him? Oh, Dumbo's coming. Nope.
Oh.
Cinderella looks like oh, wait, that's the airline pilot.
She had fucking, like,
oh,
cockeyed.
Oh, Cheshire Cat's in the fucking stowaway thing. Who the hell is that orange pick, bitch? Oh, she's just a kid.
Just a regular kid.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Oh, a lot of characters on that fucking plane.
I thought planes didn't fly over Disney World.
No, they're probably getting off in Orlando. Oh, she was with it. She was sitting next to some other guy, not her prince.
Right.
They didn't get fucking seats next to each other?
They're still the wings of man.
I like that.
I didn't
watch
it
again.
No, I don't want to watch that one. I want to watch the other one again.
Can you tell me where the Magic Kingdom is? No.
Sorry.
Okay, so that's what Eastern Airlines had to go on. So I just found some on the Disney Wiki for Eastern Airlines. They have a bunch of pictures of like advertisements and stuff.
Can you tell me how to get to Disney World?
Can you tell me how to get to Disney World? Can you fly?
Can you fly?
Can you fly, 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 fly?
You can fly.
She woke up from the nightmare and then looked outside and there was the castle.
She was in Disney World already. Why are you having these bad dreams while you're there? Was the flight that awful?
Maybe she like got lost in Magic Kingdom.
Makes me feel like maybe we shouldn't be flying Eastern Airlines if this is what you're dreaming about afterwards.
No, Eastern Airlines got her to where she wanted to go.
And then she had terrible nightmares about it.
Yeah, they were like, you're going to get lost.
She's been scarred for life.
And then her eyeball was all focused in. Okay.
Then that fucking shot of the plane coming out of the sun.
Yeah, because they fly you right out of the sun.
That's fucking beautiful.
Okay, so I have some Eastern Airlines pamphlets. Actually, I think I see like a sketch behind it of some sort. Maybe it's from the coloring book. It says, Walt Disney World will be worlds of fun for every member of the family. Make it a weekend or spend your whole vacation there. Dot. And Eastern can make it all so easy. That's not a sentence. With the widest choice of flights to Orlando, home of Walt Disney World, semicolon, special family rates and services. These aren't sentences.
I respect the use of a semicolon.
This is not the right use of it. Make plans now for the vacation experience of a lifetime in the capital family, capital vacation, capital kingdom of the capital world. Call Eastern or see a travel agent.
Wait, why did you keep saying capital?
Because those are capitalized and it didn't make any sense.
Could you say it without saying capital every single time?
No, I can't. I almost watched the fucking video by accident. Ah, shit. Gotta go forward. Forward.
I wish this airline was still around. I mean, they really had advertising down.
I guess so.
They knew what the fuck they were doing.
Okay, so let's see what we have here. Trying to get back to these fucking pictures. God fucking damn it. Okay, so now I have this one. Let Jack Frost nip somebody else's nose. We've got your sunshine. Look at the fucking ginger in the picture with Goofy.
You know what I don't like about it? It doesn't even have Jack Frost in it.
Nope.
It's not even cold.
Donald's in the background too, being all creepy. He doesn't even looking at the camera.
He wasn't supposed to be there.
I don't think so.
He was yelling, what am I supposed to be doing right now?
And then they had Eastern gives your kids a little Walt Disney World before they even get there.
Oh.
All kids flying to Orlando get Eastern's exclusive Walt Disney World fun flight bag. Want to see the advertisement?
Show me what's in the fucking bag.
I think that'll come up.
Okay. I thought they were just like advertising and they never show you.
There's another slogan here. When you need the sun, there's only one. You like that?
I like their logo too because it's a plane in the sun.
Oh, yeah, it is. Hasn't really anything to do
heading
with
east.
Oh, I think they get like masks and stuff. If you had wings.
If you had wings, you wouldn't need us.
Let's see. Oh, and then they had a fun flight meal. Look at that. I don't know. It doesn't say what's in it, but it has a bunch
God
of characters
damn
on top
it. You
of
don't
it.
Have, you got to tell me what
I
it is.
I can't tell what's in it.
Not
but
you.
It's a very cute little
not
box.
Not you, Eastern Flight.
It is cute. Oh, God. Look at Dopey. How creepy he looks on the bottom there. That's very.
He's staring at the ground.
He looks like he just woke up from a nightmare.
He's like,
I
can't stand up
I
much longer.
I can't find the Magic Kingdom.
I'm hitting the ground.
And they have a book of Eastern's Worlds of Fun book with games, puzzles, and things to do. Whoever did the frigging grammar on here, things to do? Yeah, like puzzles and stuff.
Maybe they were coming from an Eastern nation.
And then they have a magazine called Fly Eastern, Your Wings to the Family Vacation Kingdom. There's a bunch of like art for the Disney World.
That might be one of the most
that's
poorly
pretty.
Drawn Mickey Mouses I've ever
oh,
seen.
Oh, yeah. Mickey looks terrible. They have, like, the Jungle Cruise. They have Tiki Birds. They have the submarine. It's cute. I like that.
I love a submarine.
Yeah, I can't wait to do 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. The best vacations to Walt Disney World start with the airline that knows it best. More flights than anyone else. More vacation choices than anyone else. Oh, Jesus. Eastern, the official airline of Walt Disney World. I want to see what the frickin' toys were and shit that were in the fun box.
Oh, fun box.
Yeah, Eastern fun box.
That sounds like a type of, you know.
It's not even showing me the right pictures now. What the fuck's going on?
It's your tablet, not mine.
Oh, well. I see some luggage tags that Eastern gave you.
Love a luggage tag, but obviously you don't need that anymore because Disney provides their own.
It's true.
That's what put out Eastern. That's why they lost their business.
What?
Disney started putting out their own luggage.
That's why they went out?
So, well, we can't compete with Disney.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Oh, well. I'm sure there was, I think there was like puppets and puzzles and shit in there, so. I mean, that's cool that they gave kids stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because kids are fucking obnoxious on flights.
Yeah, when I went, well, I wasn't, but when I went on Delta.
Well, I was.
When I fly Delta, when I went to Disney World, they gave me a little I don't know if it had Mickey on it, but it had the wings, like the pins that the captains have. They had that.
I hear Delta's really good.
Now?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I hate Delta.
I don't remember ever flying it, so I couldn't tell you.
So anyways.
What else you got for me?
If You Had Wings opened June 5th, 1972. A song is by Buddy Baker, who did Haunted Mansion, Grim Grinning Ghost, and Impressions de France, which we love that music. Right?
Well, I mean, I like the classical music.
Well, Claire de Lune's in it, I think, right?
Yeah, but he didn't do that.
No, but I think he put it together or something, or he did some of it. And he also did Donald and Math Magic Land, which I still need to watch with you, but this is a great fucking cartoon if anyone's looking for...
Math Magic Land?
Yes. He does like the Pythagorean Theorem.
I fucking love math, and I love magic, and I love land.
Well, watch it.
Three things.
Well, watch it. It's very good. I watched it in fifth grade in math class, and I loved it. And then my dad helped me with a project he did. He drew Donald Duck on my cover sheet. It's very good. He's very good at art.
Was it the Golden Spiral?
What's that?
Oh, it's got something to do with Fibonacci, the golden ratio.
Oh, the golden ratio.
Yeah, the golden spiral is a spiral that uses the golden ratio.
Yeah, it mentions a lot of stuff like that, like Pythagoras and like all the...
That's Pythagorean theorem. I know, but it just not
goes over all the math.
A squared plus B.
So if you could, if you had wings, we're going to ride that.
Can't wait.
And then... We're going to ride If You Could Fly.
That's good because not you don't necessarily, you can't fly. Just because you have wings doesn't mean you can fly.
So I'll just go over it now so we can watch the rides.
Talking the penguin.
Penguin.
He's got wings. He can't fly.
It's too damn hot for a penguin.
To just be walking around. I know.
So then once Eastern Airlines stopped sponsoring If You Had Wings, it turned into If You Could Fly. So it says, subsequent to the closing of If You Had Wings, Disney removed all references to Eastern, changed the name of the ride to If You Could Fly, and reopened it on June 6th, 1987. So like 15 years later. The sets and films were intact, but the theme music had been replaced. You'll notice that If You Had Wings has a very nice song. And I think you will enjoy it very much. For many fans of the ride, the absence of the infectious original music had taken so much fun out of the attraction, and the opening scene, which originally had a film about Eastern, had been replaced with footage of flying birds.
Oh, I like a flying bird.
On January 4th, 1989, If You Could Fly was permanently closed.
Now, how do you think the Eastern flight taking their sponsorship out of it phone call went?
Hi. They called our up. Contract's up. Can you?
They were like, "Hey, well, hey, Disney. We're not going to be able to renew our contract." And Disney said, hey, "Is there anything we can do?" And they said, "Nah, we're just going to go out of business."
Yeah, we're just going to call it.
Now we're going out of business.
Delta will probably bail us out or something.
We'll be fine.
I actually don't know I probably should have looked up the history of Eastern Airlines. I think Delta bought them out, but I'm not entirely sure. That could be a total fucking lie and a half.
Yeah, but it sounds good.
It sounds accurate, so.
So we're going to go with it.
When you say it with confidence, people will believe you. So let's ride If You Had Wings right now. 13 minutes into Martin's vid.
Who's this guy?
Who the fuck? Are we already on the ride?
I went to where you told me to go. Are we?
Yeah, this doesn't look right. It feels like we're already on it. I think we're way too far in. Yeah. No, this is Dream Flight. What the fuck?
This is where you told me to go. All
right, well, stop it. Redo. I don't know what I said. Did I say 3 minutes and not 13 minutes?
Check.
Pretty sure I said 3 minutes. Yep, I said three.
Well, you put a one.
Anyways, we're going to start at 3 minutes and go. You don't have to check.
I do have
if
to
I
check.
I put one by accident.
I thought I was going to keep playing.
End of the video. Here we go.
Well, it made sense because usually they're close to the end of the video.
Nah, if we do Dream Flight, we'll go back to that. But... If you had wings, oh no!
No, you're right.
Can you go back to the sign and see what it said before we get on here? I want to see what it said. A flight of fancy something something. All right.
Flight of fancy fucking people.
Yeah, wait a second. And right here, pause. A flight of fancy through the world of Eastern Airlines. A flight of fancy?
That doesn't make any sense. Your grammar was shit.
No lady wearing no shirt. She had a bikini top on.
She was definitely walking like she had stuff hanging out.
Bitch.
She's picking her wedgie.
Uh-huh. Fucking sign is so stupid.
The If You Had Wings logo doesn't work without color.
No, it should have just used the Eastern font, too. Why didn't they use that instead of just like Comic Sans MS or whatever?
No one knows.
Century Gothic. Oh, is this a diorama? Or is that actual people?
Yeah.
Oh, that was actual people. Ooh, look at the ride vehicles look so cool. What are they going into, a butt?
Looks like it.
Looks like they're entering the moon's butt.
You're coming into a butt. And up ahead.
Oop.
You could do anything. You could widen your world if you had wings.
Ooh, it looks like sperm on the wall. Oh, it must be wind.
No, it's like electricity.
Maybe it's clouds.
Like neurons firing.
Oh, no, those are people riding by, I think. Wait, no. Is it a mirror?
So basically just giant sperm?
Oh, it's birds. Oh, it's airplanes. That scared me.
Why did it look like that? Is it just shitty camera work?
Yeah, it's old.
If wings had wings?
If you had wings.
Could you imagine if wings had wings?
Oh, the band? Wings?
However you want to take it.
Oh, where are we? Mexico? India? Bolé. Where's Bolé?
Bolivia.
Oh, it looks like the people on Small World. Oh, shit. Are they dancing? Is that a video?
That's real people just dancing.
No, it's not real people.
They have to dance continually forever.
Wait, so is this like one of the first screens ride?
Most
you know, like Universal has all those screens?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Look at the people up on the stairs. Or there's video.
I know. I'm watching.
Oh, this looks so cool. Is that an animatronic? No, that's video, too. I don't know if there's any animatronics in this, actually. So why are people complaining that there's screen rides now if this was very popular and it's all screens?
Well, this was popular because of the movie. I mean, the music. Once the
music
went away.
Yeah, it's true. What are we looking at here?
It's really tough to tell.
Oh, they're doing limbo. So we're like, we're in like the Caribbean now.
This is like 10 frames per second.
Oh, yep, this is like Hawaii, I think. Had cheek. I think he's doing it in a different language.
San Juan.
Oh, mariachi. Oh, and a gypsy's dancing. Oh, she looked like she was twerking.
Oh, gypsy's derogatory.
Oh, it is? I can't say that. She looked like a gypsy.
No, you can say it. That's what she is.
She looks like freaking Esmeralda, who's a gypsy. Oh, those people are walking very fast. Oh, now they're walking. Oh, it's a marching band. Why are they walking so fast?
I thought
we
were going to crash into that.
Oh.
Are we supposed to be flying?
Oh, look, flamingos. Nope. I think we're just traveling around the world.
Because it doesn't feel...
What the hell's that guy doing? Oh, he's directing traffic.
He's German. Lederhosen.
He's directing the flamingos. Oh, horsies. Whoa. Everyone's marching so fast. Oh, he looks like he has really short shorts on.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that?
And nice gloves and hat.
He's wearing like a goofy hat.
He looks crazy. Whoa, horse, slow down. Damn. Ooh.
Flittering Flanta.
Ooh, a fountain. A waterfall.
I thought it was a scorpion.
Ooh. Oh, those look like zombies in a waterfall.
I thought they were the indigenous people of...
Looks like the Dawn of the Dead.
You had wings.
Ooh, I like this. Trash Town.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, New Orleans. Look at the jazz people.
Yeah, they said Trash Town.
Trash Town. Ah, that makes sense now. I think he said Jazz Town. But I'm going to call it Trash Town. USA. Oh, is that burlesque?
If you had wings and wings had wings, that's what he says.
If you had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings.
If you had wings and wings had wings.
Had wings. Oh, we're driving now. Oh, no, this is takeoff. Oh, shit, we're taking off.
If your wings.
Oh, I'm scared.
Had wings.
Moving up. Oh, my ears are popping. The freaking airplane's going so fast.
Flying through some clouds here.
Oh, where are we now?
Are we going into outer space?
Are we going into the center of the Earth?
No.
What's that, a cloud?
You don't need wings for that.
What am I looking at here?
Nobody knows.
Looks like the beginning of Who's Talking with all the sperm.
It's just color. That's exactly what it looks like.
Oh, the airplanes are going so fast, they look like sperm. I don't get it.
It's just a shitty camera.
No, they're moving, though. Like,
it wouldn't look like that ghosts to your naked eye. That's what it would look like. The camera can't focus.
That was scary. Well, that was interesting.
Oh, we're done? due to financial issues?
Financial issues.
Yeah, we're closing. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, can you keep our contract? No, we actually just blew up all our airplanes, so
hey,
probably not.
We'd love to, Disney, but we're just giving up.
Poor. If you could fly. Here we go, if you could fly. Look, they just literally, if you... And then just wrote, could fly instead of had wings. And then they just ripped off the Eastern Airlines sign.
That's all they did.
It's even, the could is not even lined up to the if you.
It's clearly.
Pasted on there.
They were like, could you do like.
They did it in a day.
They were like, could you do a half-assed job on this? And they were like, I'm going to give you 25%.
Yeah, that's as much as I can give you.
That's all you're getting.
All right, let's watch If You Could Fly. See how great this is. Oh, look at these pants. I like those pants. Why is her hands up? What the hell's going on?
That gentleman's holding him up. He won't let him down.
What the fuck? Hey, Barb. And Bill. And Ted and Susie.
Are Ted and Susie together?
Fucking Bill's picking his nose.
It looks like Ted and Susie like are...
Father and daughter couple.
But they're very... Yeah, they're very close to each other.
Their daughter girlfriend.
Hey,
oh, what's on her shirt? Oh, is that imagination?
Getting her ass.
Mm-hmm. Is that a guy?
I don't know.
The guy.
No, it's a gal. Sort of.
Oh. Oh, he just said if you had wings, but he's not on if you had wings, so. Into the Earth's anus again.
But back in my day, we had if you had wings.
And
don't look back
cool
at the camera, pal.
Is this guy narrating it? Shut the fuck up, dude. It's frightening.
That must have been a cast
member.
Very,
very frightening.
See.
Oh, the birdies.
They look much... You can tell what they are now because the camera can focus a little bit better.
Yeah, that's true. It's still not comforting. How is this going to go without this song?
This is
why are people yelling? What the fuck's going on?
They want the wings, man. If you have one.
I can't even hear the music.
Disney World knew. They knew to turn it down. No one wanted to hear it.
Ugh, it sounds terrible. Oh, look at the mariachi.
Mariachi.
This looks like freaking Coco.
I was going to say that.
Look at the shadows. Those are so cute. Ooh, I like this
It's exactly
ride.
The same ride.
I know, but I still like it. I like that they're up on a banister, but there's a video of people dancing. It's very cool. I like shadow things, too. Oh, I like those people on the airplane. Bye. Wave.
That's pretty cool. Shut up, pal. We're
videotaping. This would be cool still. Like, if I went on this, I'd be like, this is very cool.
Now, why did they have to get rid of the wings, son?
Why is there a fisherman? I don't know. Oh, took a picture. This fish keeps getting bigger and smaller.
Oh, that sounds like a you problem.
What's that guy selling? Like, one symbol?
Scarecrow? He looked like the scarecrow.
Oh, look, scuba diving.
Why are we underwater?
Those people were... Oh, limbo guy again.
Limbo.
It's just freaking, like,
it's
generic
just...
music.
It's all it is moving postcards. That's all we're looking at here.
I like it. It's a cannon.
Shoot, fire. If it doesn't fire, it's not a cannon. Thanks for the exit sign.
Martin didn't even have this ride.
He didn't?
I don't think he could get the audio, I guess. I don't know. He doesn't have the if you could fly on his.
It's understandable.
Are we in New Orleans yet?
Trash city.
Yeah, there's the marching band and shit. The fucking ricochet or whatever. Rickshaw. Oh, the traffic guy again.
This guy's having a blast.
He's like from the YMCA, but like a second tier of it.
The village people?
The YMCB.
Really like that joke, huh?
That was a good one. What the hell am I looking at?
The
waterfall
people.
Yeah. It looks like the Avatar people. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Remember in the Navi River Journey and they go to up the waterfall?
And they're just walking
and they're just
slowly
lengthily,
depressed like they're being forced
exactly
out of their
the
own
same
country.
Video. The motherfuckers took this ride. Up there goes the birdies. Bye-bye. So long. Oh, I see an exit.
There's a lot of exit signs in this.
Oh, there's New Orleans.
Trash city.
Oh, damn. She is naked.
She's not naked.
She's semi... She was
going
to get naked.
She was mostly close. She even had fucking tights on.
She was getting all burlesque. Oh, there's the fireworks.
We didn't
see those last time.
I don't remember those. Oh, now we're on a catamaran.
A boat. Now we're on motorcycle. Now we're on street. Now we're on. Oh god.
Back on a boat.
We're flying. No, we're flying. Oh, we're on one of those four wheeler things. Oh, now we're taking off.
We're about to be taken off.
I want to see the fireworks again. God damn it.
I want to see fireworks from outer space. Not from outer space, but from the air.
I feel like this song could probably get catchy.
The song doesn't stand a chance.
It sounds like 90s sitcoms.
Yeah, and those aren't catchy.
You know. Well, some of them are, but they're mostly the same.
Good ones.
Ah, what the hell's that?
Look like Gizmo.
Oh, are we in the mountains now? Oh, it did look like Gizmo, but like the bad Gizmo.
Yeah.
Well, not, but Gizmo doesn't get bad, but.
Yeah, he does.
No, the other ones do.
He must get bad in number two.
Number two.
Gizmo gets bad.
Hey, number two.
Are we done with this one?
Yep, so this is the Buzz Lightyear entrance.
Oh! I remember that.
Getting on Buzz Lightyear now. I think that's even the same freaking ride vehicles for the most part. All right. Well, that was If You Could Fly. Did you enjoy If You Could Fly?
I like the other one, If You Had Wings.
Yeah, I wish we could see the video better for If You Could.
If you had wings. Now, what you could do is you could probably sync it up. You could take the audio from the first video, put it with the second video.
Martin should do that.
Martin
should make the best If You Had Wings ride ever.
If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be him.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly right. Last thing I'm going to show you. I think we watched this episode before. But season 14, episode 7 of The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
It's called Special Edna.
It's called The World of Tomorrow.
No. This episode is called Special Edna. And Edna wins basically a trip to Epcot Center for her and like Bart. I don't even remember.
Edna,
whoever goes. Whole family goes.
Edna Krabappel?
Krabappel.
Oh.
Oh, boy. So anyways, in this scene, Lisa and Marge are at Epcot Center, which doesn't make sense because this ride's in Magic Kingdom, but be it as it may.
Copyright stuff, you know?
Well, no. So then they go on this ride called The World of Tomorrow. And it's basically If You Had Wings because there's an airline sponsorship. So I just wanted to watch it again, just this part.
Is it Western?
What do you mean? Oh, Western Airlines? Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out. I just wanted to watch it again just after we watched If You Had Wings. Now we can like go through this and see what it's like. It's probably a mix between like Spaceship Earth and If You Had Wings and like Horizons and whatever.
Cranium.
You know, Omnimover. No, 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 no. And go.
Ooh, the future sphere. It's what people in 1965 imagined.
Oh, they're going to go into Spaceship Earth. The future sphere.
I love that. It's so fun. Oh, look. Did you see that?
Eastern what?
Airlines it's the Eastern presents. Airlines. It is
oh,
Eastern Airlines.
Oh, it is Eastern Airlines.
It's a symbol and everything.
Don't walk. Fly in your personal Eastern Airlines air buggy. And say goodbye to the Cola Wars.
Cola Wars.
Eastern Airlines Cola.
Mm.
I do remember this.
Because at Eastern Airlines, world conquest is part of our master plan. Now enjoy
robots
the
are whipping
music
people.
Of the turtles.
The turtles. The robots have airplanes for heads.
It's nice and cool in here, don't you think?
Welcome to the electric car of the future.
Oh.
Sponsored by the gasoline producers of
that
America.
That car looks so sad.
Oh, Bart and Homer are on test track. Oh, no, they're not. Are they on test track? Or the, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like test track.
Electric
car. Ooh. I can't go very fast or very far. And if you drive me, people will think you're gay.
Oh, they're in San Francisco.
Well, that was quick.
That was quick. I thought it would be longer for the Eastern Airlines one, but that's funny. So
that was
a little
clever.
Shout out to
a little clever there.
Yeah. You know what I liked when we went to Universal was when we went on the Simpsons ride, but a lot of it is mimicking Disney rides. So like we went on Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't remember it. I'd have to do it again.
Maybe we'll watch it on here sometime just because we're probably...
Yeah, we can do that.
We could go to Universal again. I get free
We can
tickets.
Do everything.
But yeah, so that's what I liked about that. That
was funny. I wasn't expecting that to be as funny as it was.
Yeah,
because
I like the,
before I was just like, what are these symbols? I don't understand them. Eastern Airlines, that's not a real airline.
Yeah, now you can
but
make
now
the
I
connection.
Know.
Yeah. There you go.
See, that's what's wrong with the Simpsons.
What, that
if
they
you
got
don't
everything
know anything,
right? Oh, well.
Then you don't put it two and two together.
Yeah, I guess they make a lot of political and stuff. But I don't know. I love The Simpsons.
That's why that show will never last.
It'll never work. Anything else you have?
No, you know me.
You can find us on whatsdispodcast.com. That's buy right. A shirt. Get a quote for a vacation. What else can you do?
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
What's This Pod on Twitter.
Well, if you go to whatsdispodcast.com.
Oh, you can find all of our shit. You can leave us a comment. I think you can even send in something on the website, right? Like a comment complaint card or something.
I've never added that feature, but I'm sure it's there.
I'm sure you can email us somewhere.
That's true. We are.
Don't have that email,
We have a bunch of them. info@whatsdispodcast.com.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And then
we have a bunch of them.
We have a phone number, 857-293-1442. Is that right?
We do have that number, but it's going to tell you you're calling a different podcast.
You can still call and leave us a message.
But I own the number, so it'll work fine.
What else should we do next time?
Next time?
Next time
grappling with...
grappling, like wrestling?
Yeah, with the thought of Eastern Airlines being out of business.
I know. I haven't come to terms with it yet. I haven't flown since then.
I know.
It was like 1987.
You weren't even alive.
I haven't flown all my life.
Oh, my goodness.
I miss Eastern so much.
Goodness gracious.
Poor Eastern. We should bail them out now.
You came out of the womb just yearning for Eastern Airlines.
That's so sad. I was like, remember if you had wings?
And they were like, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
And you shouldn't
hear that. We wrote that off. We should get someone from Eastern on the show.
And is there anyone left?
Still working there? I don't know. Milton's still in the basement.
There's just one guy.
He's still there. He's still getting paychecks because of a glitch.
And he's like, how come no one ever shows up?
Guys, haven't been to work in weeks.
How come no one ever comes to my window?
He's still, hello, Eastern Airlines, open for business.
Someone walks up to him and goes, excuse me, can you tell me how to get to Delta? And he goes, oh, I thought you wanted a ticket.
Oh. We have Disney packages at $67 a person.
Jeez.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but they expired 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yep, here they are.
That's 30 years ago. God damn it.
Ugh, it's old.
Jeez.
Jesus
Christ. I should have done the math a little bit faster considering.
So I guess I never went on if you had wings. I don't even know if I went on Delta Dream Flight. I might have. I don't remember it.
Me neither.
We'll do that another time, I guess.
Well, all right.
I thought I had something else to say.
Yeah, if you had wings and your wings had wings.
That's damn right.
If you had wings, you could do many things. You could widen your world if you had wings. If you had wings, had wings, had wings. If you had wings, had wings, had wings. Had wings, had wings.
You could fly to a plaza where the people play, at a Mexican fiesta, in that land of Olé.
If you had wings, if you had wings, if you had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings.
You could fly to Bermuda like a flying fish, have a ball on a cruise ship, or catch fish if you wish.
If you had wings, if you had wings, if you had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings, had wings.
You won by a sombrero made of real fine straw, or how about a nice handbag for your pretty mama? You can have cheap, you can have cheap, you can have cheap, have cheap, have cheap, have cheap, have cheap. You could follow a trade wind down to old San Juan and explore an old fortress before traveling on.
If you had wings, if you had wings.
For making travel dignified, comfortable, and affordable with your Eastern Airlines Senior Citizen Get Up and Go passports, which let people 65 and over fly on Eastern anywhere in the U.S. for only $1,199 for a year. It is with deep gratitude that I present you with these wings. They look very nice on you.
At Eastern, we got